the rest of the story. From the mailbag, Dear Paul Harvey News, my friend Dick Leslie, a very talented, popular piano player, tells me, when he was in his teens in the early 50s, he frequently accompanied a violinist on a tune called Melody in A. A few years later, Mr. Harvey, Leslie was surprised as anybody when the melody, now with added lyrics, became quite popular. Signed, Niels Jensen, Santa Monica, California. Well, Niels, this is the rest of the story. The drawers of antique furniture all around the world, particularly in Europe, are often lined with sheet music, sometimes priceless sheet music. There is a facetious theory among musicologists that composer Frédéric Chopin actually composed an infinite number of waltzes, and that as long as there is furniture, new waltzes will be discovered. And occasionally, an entirely new composer will emerge from an attic trunk or from under a pile of papers in the back of a roll-top desk. In a manner of speaking, that's what happened here. Charlie Dawes, as most of us, had practically no musical training. The difference between him and the rest of us is that Charlie was a remarkable composer without it. He played the flute quite competently, in fact, and the violin as well, they say. But the real genius of Charlie Dawes, if it may be called that, was for writing music. Nobody knew it until 1912. That was the year Charlie published Melody in A. And suddenly everybody in the music business was Charlie's friend. The piece was subsequently arranged for various solo instruments. The violin arrangements were most popular. Today, a hit song may be on the charts and off the radio and out of our ears within days. But when the 20th century was young, Melody in A lingered in the air, year after year. And then in 1923, almost a dozen years after its first performance, the world-renowned violinist Fritz Kreisler added it to his repertoire, and Melody in A was new again. Not long thereafter, however, Charlie Dawes and his music went into the proverbial furniture. Even his apparently immortal Melody in A became drawer lining for years, for decades. And then in 1951, a lyricist named Carl Sigman was cleaning out drawers, to preserve the metaphor. In the bottom of one of those drawers, he discovered sleeping Charlie Dawes' Melody in A. The tune, for all of its past popularity, had never been given any words. But now lyricist Carl Sigman, smitten by love at first sight, kissed the sleeping beauty awake with lyrics of his own, and the song that emerged from that love affair was entitled, It's All in the Game. La-da-da-da-da-da-da, but it's all in the game. Several recordings were released, one by Carmen Cavallaro, another one by Sammy Kaye, another one by Dinah Shore, and yet it was not until Tommy Edwards sent it to the top of the pop charts worldwide in 1957 that the resurrection of Charlie Dawes' Melody in A was complete. And yet even then nobody knew. Nobody knew that composer Charlie Dawes had composed his music mostly secretly, and that back in the teens and 20s of this century, he was in fact a world-famous financier. Not even Fritz Kreisler knew that when Kreisler was playing his music, nor could he have guessed that in 1925, under President Calvin Coolidge, Charlie Dawes would become Vice President of the United States. And now you know the rest of the story.